From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Debbie Mayer reports in the Columbia paper that Germantown currently has a police department without any officers. Brian Du Bois, the officer in charge of the two-person department, is on paid administrative leave. Town Supervisor Robert Bury wrote in a June 19th email to the paper, and I quote, "No further comment," end quote, about the leave. The supervisor said Officer Damon Philly's appointment was rescinded at the town's June 12th meeting because, and I quote, "he didn't take an oath of office," end quote. Philly explained, and I quote, "I took the oath when I was hired. We were sworn in when we were first hired, not yearly. Mr. Bury initiated that we be sworn in every year," end quote. Now the Columbia County Sheriff's Office is covering court sessions for Germantown, and the town board abolished the Board of Police Commissioners because, Bury said, and I quote, "we had more commissioners than officers," end quote. Last month, the town board hired retired New York State Police Superintendent Harry J. Corbett as a consultant to, and I quote, "conduct a management and feasibility study of the Germantown Police Department," end quote. The board will discuss that study at its July 10th meeting. And you can read the full story in the Columbia paper. William J. Kimball reports for the Daily Freeman that Representative John Faso, the Republican of Kinderhook, spoke both in favor of President Donald Trump's policy of separating migrant children from their parents and released a statement applauding the end of that policy June 20th. He also did not address the child that's being held in the district in Kingston. Faso said on CNN, and I quote, "He's talking about a law that exists on the books that says if someone is arrested, they have to be put in a facility and that facility can't have children. So in that sense, he's correct. But in the overall context of this situation, he's not correct because right now we should act, Democrats and Republicans, to change the law and he should act to end the policy," end quote. Later in the day, Faso released a statement that said, and I quote, "I am pleased the president reversed his decision on enforcing the law in this manner. The next immediate step we must take is reconnecting separated parents and children as quickly as possible, and I will be working to ensure that is taking place," end quote. National reports indicate that thousands of parents and children already separated won't be reunited, and that only families arrested after the order was signed will be kept together in custody. Reports this week indicate that 8-year-old migrant Abel Alexander Orantes Lopez is being held in Kingston at the Kingston Children's Home while his mother is in Seattle. And you can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. The primary election for the 7 Democrats who want to replace Representative John Faso, the Republican of Kinderhook, is only days away and endorsements are being announced daily before the June 26th vote. Antonio Delgado was endorsed this week by the wife and daughter of the late Representative Maurice Hinchey and Dan Ahouse, Hinchey's former chief of staff. Gareth Rhodes got an endorsement from the New York Times, the New York State Nurses Association, and the Hotel Trades Council. And Jeff Beals got the backing of actress Susan Sarandon, who backed Bernie Sanders in the 2016 presidential primary and then would not support Hillary Clinton in the general election. Previously, Erin Collier was endorsed by Emily's List, a national group which aims to advise women in government. David Clegg was previously endorsed by several Kingston City lawmakers. Vote Vets has endorsed Pat Ryan, and Brian Flynn previously got the transport workers' endorsement. The Mid-Hudson News reports New York State will sue the 6 companies that manufactured the firefighting foam used at the Air National Guard base at Stewart Airport. Foam included the carcinogens PFOS and PFOA that have polluted the water in the city of Newburgh. Newburgh City Manager Michael Ciaravino said, and I quote, "I know the state of New York has advanced a lot of money for cleanup costs, and if the liability can shift to either the manufacturers of the firefighting foam or the United States government, the military, there may be some liability shared amongst many parties in this lawsuit," end quote. Governor Andrew Cuomo and Attorney General Barbara Underwood announced June 20th that the 3M Company, Tyco Fire Products LP, Kimguard Incorporated, Buckeye Fire Equipment Company, National Foam Incorporated, and Kitty Fenwell Incorporated are the subjects of the lawsuit. And you can read the full story in the Mid-Hudson News. This has been the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For weather, town meetings, and more information, use the WGXC website, wgxc.org.